Everyone gets angry. That's the human condition. We are human beings. It's the way we were made. We were made to be like God, to be a reflection of Him, and God gets angry, but our anger turns sinful. I had a problem with anger. I didn't act out as far as showing my anger in various deeds and various things, but it was boiling inside of me, a very corrosive and destructive thing this anger became within me. But God helped me handle this anger. Somehow God helped me to give this anger to Him and to allow my anger to guide me into right action rather than to send me into wrong action. That very first family, the family of Adam and Eve, knew murder in their household. Cain killed Abel. And how did that come about? It was because of the fierce anger and resentment of Cain toward Abel. Listen to what it says in Genesis, the 4th chapter, beginning with the first verse. And Adam had relations with his wife, and she conceived and bore Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. And again she bore his brother Abel, and Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in process of time it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord, and Abel he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering, but unto Cain and his offering he had not respect. And Cain was very angry, and his face was very downcast. And the Lord said unto Cain, why are you so angry, and why is your face downcast? If you do well, shall you not be accepted? And if you do not well, sin lies at the door, and unto you shall be his desire, and you shall rule over him. And Cain talked with Abel his brother. And it came to pass, when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel his brother and killed him. And the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel your brother? And he said, I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said, what have you done? The voice of your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground. And now you are cursed from the earth, which has opened her mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. You see, anger that is not resolved leads to hatred, to resentment, to bitterness. And that is the seed of murder. It is the love of God that shed abroad in our hearts by the Lord Jesus Christ that helps us deal with anger. And I just give that anger that I have to the Lord. And Lord, help me deal with this. Help me do your will in this life. Help me not to harm anyone and to treat my neighbor as I would treat myself, and certainly would never desire to murder them. Let's pray. Father in heaven, help me with my anger. Help me, O Lord, that somehow when I get angry, that I can give that anger to you and that I can deal with it. Sometimes I'm angry about things that are wrong that other people do. You have taught me that I can't dwell on that, or that will damage my heart and hurt me. So help me, Lord, to live in the love of God, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.